Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws us curveballs faster than a pitcher in the World Series. Ever feel like you're constantly battling negativity? Like those inner critics are having a never-ending pep rally? Well, guess what? You're not alone. But here's the good news: we can train our minds to be more resilient, more positive, and ultimately happier. And that's where Stoicism comes in. It's not some ancient philosophy reserved for dusty bookshelves, it's a powerful toolkit filled with practical techniques that can help us weather any storm. Today, we're diving into 5 key Stoic insights that can help you cultivate a more positive mindset, even when life throws its best or worst. Punches. Ready to level up your mental game? Let's do this. First step, focus on what you can control. It sounds simple, right? But in a world of constant chaos and uncertainty, it's easy to get caught up in things outside our sphere of influence. Think about it, worrying about the weather, traffic, or that person who cut you off doesn't actually change anything. Instead, channel your energy into what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. It's a game changer. Next, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff in your life. Have a roof over your head. Amazing food. Loved ones who make you laugh. These things are worth celebrating. Cultivating gratitude shifts our perspective and helps us focus on the positive aspects of our lives. Remember that feeling when you get that unexpected good news or receive a thoughtful gift. That's gratitude in action, making life feel brighter. Thirdly, embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. You know that feeling when you overcome a tough obstacle? That sense of accomplishment? Stoics believe that adversity is inevitable, but it doesn't have to define us. It's a chance to learn, adapt, and become stronger. Think about those times when you faced a seemingly insurmountable challenge. How did you overcome it? What valuable lessons did you learn along the way? Number 4. Live in the present moment. We tend to get caught up in dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. But the truth is, the only moment we truly have control over is now. Mindfulness practices like meditation or simply taking a few deep breaths can help us anchor ourselves in the present and appreciate the beauty of each passing moment. Ever feel overwhelmed by deadlines or to-do lists? Taking a moment to just be present, maybe enjoying your morning coffee or listening to your favorite song, can work wonders. Finally, remember that happiness is a choice. We have the power to choose how we respond to situations and cultivate a positive mindset. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. Think about those times when you chose optimism over pessimism, kindness over anger, or patience over frustration. Those moments of conscious choice make all the difference. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss drops a huge project on your desk with an unrealistic deadline. Your first instinct might be to panic, right? But what if you channeled your inner Stoic and said, "Okay, challenge accepted. This is an opportunity for me to show my resilience and problem-solving skills." You could break down the project into smaller, manageable tasks, prioritize effectively, and maybe even ask for support from colleagues. By focusing on what you can control, staying positive, and viewing this as a chance to grow, you turn a potentially stressful situation into a springboard for success. Pretty powerful, huh? Alright, let's recap. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding them and managing them effectively. It's about taking control of your thoughts, focusing on what you can influence, and choosing positivity even when things get tough. Ready to put these Stoic principles into practice? Start small, maybe try a few minutes of mindfulness each day or express gratitude for something good that happened. Remember, cultivating a positive mindset is a journey, not a destination. And the best part is, you can start right now. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, keep stoicing it up out there. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.